Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In today's episode of my Deeper Discussion Style podcast series, I will be sharing an example of a dream interpretation that I did in a recent workshop all about dreams and dream work. Just so you know, this episode about dream work dovetails beautifully with the Deeper Discussion Dream Work episode that is titled Dreams and Dream Work. I shared that one here as well recently. By listening to both of these dream work episodes, you can begin to learn about the dream work processes that I love engaging with. I hope you find this inspiring and informative, and who knows, maybe you will be motivated to work with your own dreams and learn to interpret them if dream work is new to you. So here now is an excerpt from my recent workshop, and come along with me now and listen to a dream interpretation.
Only the dreamer can say with any certainty what meanings his or her dream may have. It's up to you if you have an aha or you resonate with something. The more people that are in a dream group, the more perceptions or point of views or projections that can be put out there, and you can see if something feels right to you. And that's what the beauty is that in a dream group, you think you're presented with things that you might not have thought about on your own. The first thing that I do once I know that there's a dream group happening is I always tell people everything that happens in the dream group is confidential, because what happens for dream groups where people continue over sometimes even years, that's happened, they build a relationship, they get to know each other, they share a lot of intimate things that get revealed in dreams, and they really support each other. So there's a real kind of bond that can happen. I also explain to people if they're new to dream groups that if you have a snippet of a dream, sometimes people go, that's not enough. Snippets could be short, and they are short, and you bring them, and it's amazing what can come out of a little snippet of a dream. And if people come with a long dream, then I ask for them to look at their dream and pick out the most important piece within that dream that is speaking kind of their curiosity or where they're really kind of wondering about. So there's so many different ways to work with dreams. Like as I was saying, it's up to the dreamer if they want to respond or share as they go on. And what I like to do too, once I get working in a dream group, is it's unbelievable, really, like synchronized swimming or something magical that seems to happen, is I put people's names in a hat and pull people's names randomly who will start. And it usually works out that if people are able, and sometimes they're not, to after they share the dream, they work their dream, to give their dream a title, then at the end of the session, we end up putting all of the titles of all of the people's dreams together that have gone one after the other, and we string it into a sentence, and it's phenomenal how it seems like all those individual dreamers are connected on some level with some aspect of one dream that works the other dreams and goes on. And there's always seemingly, in my experience, that whatever's going on in the big collective, there's also happening within us. So it's what's in the big is also in the small. So there's no such thing as we talked about this before, a dream with only one meaning. And no dreams come just to tell you what you already know. When talking to others about their dreams, this is what I've been bringing home to you. It's both wise and polite to preface your remarks with words, if it were my dream or in my version of the dream. And then that way, whatever somebody puts out, they own it for themselves, the person who says, if it were my dream, and then it's up to the dreamer what they do with it or if it makes any sense. And all dream group participants should agree about confidentiality, and that's such a key thing. And it's really super important, because without trust, you don't really feel comfortable. And it's surprising how much people really do share, and it's wonderful. So now that you know what the rules are, and we've done some of these little bits and pieces of dream work, which I so appreciate you sharing about, is we're going to listen to me interpreting a dream with Anne-Marie.
Hi there, Anne-Marie, and thank you so much for coming here today. And I'm really excited because I love doing dream interpretation. And I'm really wondering what your dream is all about. And welcome.
Thank you, Teresa. It's exciting. I have recorded a dream that I had this morning. and anxious to talk about it and see what comes of it. So I am driving my pickup truck to the lake area, and I see Ruth and Esther there. They're drying their clothes on wooden racks. They have washed their clothes somewhere else and have taken them to the open area by the lake to dry. It's windy and they will dry fast there. Ruth is wearing her red and white print dress, same as she always wears. I park the truck not close by them, and my little girl, about age 6, is going to jump out of the back end. There is a canvas tarp enclosing the back of the truck. She asks if she holds her hand on the taillight, will she hurt herself? I reply that she can do as she pleases, as she has jumped from that truck area hundreds of times before. She is just being annoying. I look over to see Ruth and Esther have now folded all their clothes and have packed them neatly into their truck, and they are ready to return home.
Okay, Anne-Marie, that was actually a pretty good description. And out of all of that, there's quite a bit of detail. Mm-hmm. And what were you making, if I can ask that question of the dreamer, what were you already making associations with for yourself in regards to this dream?
So I'm fully aware that I am in a fairly open area with a body of water. I don't see any trees, and I'm aware too that Ruth and Esther are very biblical names, so I'm wondering if there is a spiritual connection there. And the fact that they have washed things intrigues me, that they have, something has been cleaned and dried and ready to be, it's been refurbished in some form. I'm also really aware that I have my little girl, about age 6, is with me. So it's my child, because I'm every part of the dream. So that's my little girl. And she's trying to be a little playful, and I'm a bit annoyed with her because she's asking a silly question. And I'm also aware that Ruth is wearing a red and white dress that she always wears. So that's, the color may have some significance.
So if it were my dream, what I'm aware in my dream is that I am aware of picking it, being in a pickup. Like, what is it that is happening in my life that I'm picking up what I'm putting down? Mm-hmm. And if it were my dream, I'm aware of wanting to come clean in the public and in the open, because it's open water, and I'm ready to air things out in the wind and have them dry quickly. And something about the taillight in my dream, if it were my dream, is if I have been kind of in the rear part of the truck, and in my dream I'm making a connection with that kind of old saying, did you just drop off the back end of a truck, or off the, you know, fallen off the back of a turnip truck? And this isn't your first, it isn't my first rodeo. I've done this 100 times. Mm-hmm. And is there a lesson in my dream that I associate with these biblical names? And I'm curious in my dream about what Ruth and Esther are trying to say to me. So, Anne-Marie, with some of that, is there anything that has resonated with you, or is there anything that...
So, I, too, resonate with the what am I picking up out of the pickup truck, right? What am I picking up that's new in my life? And what am I coming clean with in the public and airing things out in the wind? So being more open and not so closed as a person. Yeah, and I'm also aware that I've given my child permission that she can do as she pleases, that there isn't a control and a certain way to do things. I'm not quite sure what Ruth and Esther are saying to me.
Is that something that you might be able to even ponder or think about? Or have you ever considered drawing out some of maybe these characters and seeing how they visually might represent something if they were drawn out?
So maybe they are showing me the way that I can air things out and come clean. Maybe they're modeling and mirroring that for me.
That's interesting. So if I could ask a question, would that be all right?
Mm-hmm.
In your waking life when you were age six, do you remember anything at that particular time, being age six and a little girl?
And that's where I think I've said I've given her permission, whereas when I was age six, there was much more control. There were certain ways to do things that I didn't have those choices. It was, this is how you do it, and this is how you do it every time.
So if it were my dream, I'm aware that in my dream, I am the one parking the truck. I am the one who mm-hmm. is navigating and driving a vehicle in my own, mm-hmm. like in my, or on my own journey. And also, if it were my dream, I'm aware of how I love the idea of a red and white dress, because red is my favorite color, and it's vibrant and it's alive, and there's a pattern of aliveness and energy if it were my dream. And if you were to perhaps think of a name or a title for this dream, what do you think that might be?
Airing clean laundry, as opposed to dirty laundry. Yeah, airing clean laundry.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. And in dreams, our dreams always come in order to help us understand maybe something we're not aware of already. And it comes in the idea of wellness and wholeness. So do you make any connections to any part of your life as it pertains to that?
I feel like I am not in an enclosed area. It is open. The wind is blowing. There is an expansion in the space. Emotions are there with the water. So there's a freedom to express and a freedom to do what I please.
Hmm. I made one more association if it were my dream.
Okay.
I'm aware that there is a canvas tarp.
Mm-hmm.
And in my dream, I wonder what I could do with a brand new canvas, this basic canvas mm-hmm. tarp, and what I might want to create
mm-hmm.
or what kind of painting or what kind of creativity might there be for me in regards to this canvas tarp.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Thank you. I didn't make that connection, but yeah, it's a clean, open canvas that I can create.
Mm-hmm. So
exciting.
Does that, looking at this dream, does that feel complete to you at this point?
I think it does. Thank you for helping me to unpack this and look at it in a perspective of moving forward and not feeling stuck.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for coming today. And I look forward to our next time together. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome.
That was That was an example of a dream interpretation, and we didn't rehearse any of that. It was cold turkey. She brought it. We did it. So I'm wondering, what are some of the symbols, if any, that, and you've got the mic there to turn on, from the dream that you recognize?
She, just mentioning with the water, and that's emotions when you see water. So having, the setting where she could share her emotions, or it could be like the open, like the wind able to. That was one of the symbols.
Yeah.
And then I like the pickup. Yeah. So the pickup, like, what is it that she can pick up? And
if like, it were your dream.
If it was my dream, what is it in my life that I can, that I need to pick up and go with? Or, and then, you know, talking about the emotions with the water and then the air airing it out. Mm-hmm. And with the colors, like red and white being these vibrant colors. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of the Canadian flag when I was thinking red and white, Canada.
If it were your dream.
If it was my dream. Just because I guess there's Canada and there's U.S. at the moment in my life. Mm-hmm. And if it was my dream as well, like with the child, you know, the little girl, it's interesting to think, okay, if your little girl, because she was very specific about the age, so if it was my dream, yeah, what is significant about me at the age of 6? And the biblical names. It was another, like,
Ruth.
What do they represent?
And Esther.
Yeah. What do they represent to me if I was to think about that? Would I research it more? Like, what is Ruth known for, or Esther, or whatever in the Bible?
Thank you, because that's good. You got quite a few symbols. And then what, if it were you? Yeah, thank you. So we'll pass that over.
And then she was also talking about the laundry, cleaning laundry as a symbol.
Oh, yes.
And she was saying, was it the tarp, like the canvas? Is what I noticed other than those.
And if it were your dream, did you have any resonance with any of these symbols so far? Like, if it were your dream, what?
Yeah, or if it was my dream, just the whole, like, underlying theme of almost control, like driving the truck, giving permission, cleaning things out in a very public place, like I would be like owning that almost. And also the words used to describe, like, neatly folding everything, like a lot of control, like throughout the dream was a theme I noticed.
That's interesting.
That's
yeah.
good. So is it that you are feeling controlled? Like, is it in my dream, I would be considering, am I feeling out of control? Am I feeling that there's too many parameters around me and I'm I'm being too controlling, or I'm controlling people, or others are controlling me? Mm-hmm. I would look into that whole theme about being in control or out of control or needing to do it a certain way. Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting, right? With, the pickup too, it's in my version, because we had a little postscript, because there was things that came up even after we quit the recording. And I was thinking, if it were my dream, I'm aware of what's now in the past, like in the taillights. And I was able to ask the dreamer, I asked a question and said, so what is happening in your waking life where you want to kind of deal with things and clean them up and fold things up and organize them and all of that. And she was talking about her transition from work, like, to really come clean about what was happening with her emotions, which she likened to the open waters and new territory out in the open, coming clean and all of that. So it was really interesting. And then she was able to start to make connections between Esther, who used to live in her neighborhood when she was growing up as a child. So all of that starts to percolate. So it's a really interesting process. And so you can see with the symbols, right? It means different things to different people, but sometimes we can, it's like the dream, her dream can work us, and we can help her to work her dreams if she has some resonance with it. And then after, when people, you would share a dream that you had, you can see how it can open things up. So we did our dream interpretation time, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
So I hope you've enjoyed this deeper discussion episode style podcast about dream interpretation. Feel free to listen to the other deeper dream discussion episode that is titled Dreams and Dreamwork if you would like. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.